8:36, Des is back.
Yeah, and we'll hear from Tomás O'Shea on the Super 8 games in a moment. But first, we're 2 hours into play now on day two of the Open Golf Championship at Portrush. So let's go straight to Greg Allen.
Yeah, and these are likely the best conditions of the day, and this that might be very significant because the world number one Brooks Koepka, who's either been a runner-up or a winner in the three majors this year, is out there, having shot a 3-under par 68 yesterday, and he's just birdied the par 5 second hole to move to 4-under par. And if the rain stays off till early afternoon, as is forecast, then he'll possibly get in dry and also possibly set a very interesting target for the weekend. It'll also be another half an hour or so before the leader and 5-under JB Holmes tees off, and it'll be a case of packing the waterproofs in the bag for Shane Lowry, who's underway just before 1 o'clock. Lowry still in second place here on 4-under, now alongside Koepka, with the big group on 3-under, including Tyrrell Hatton and Tommy Fleetwood, and they're all underway right now in round two. Now, the storyboard yesterday wasn't all about the men at the top. The most surprisingly, I suppose possibly shocking story, unfolded for Rory McIlroy, whose round of 8 over par 79, which started with an 8 and finished with a 7, and had a careless four-putt double bogey in the 16th as well, leaves him with a mountain to climb just to make the cut. And he tried to put some perspective on it yesterday.
The first hole was the first hole. It was a rough start, but I felt like I showed some good resilience after that. I think I played the next 13 or 14 holes in 2-under par. And then really what I'm disappointed about is, you know, I undid all that great work the last few holes. You know, I lost concentration after the missed par putt on 16 and missed a short one there. And then on 18, in fairness, I, you know, tried to hack it out back to the fairway. It didn't come out of the lie. But at the end of the day, you know, still the same person. I'm going to go back and see my family, see my friends, and, you know, hopefully they don't think any less of me after a performance like that today. And, you know, I'll dust myself off and come back out tomorrow and try to do better.
Is there a way back from 79, do you think?
A way back to...
to the cut mark, even.
Oh, to the cut mark, yeah. Definitely a way back to Florida. Yeah, look, I definitely think if I can put the ball in the fairway tomorrow, I can shoot a good enough score to be around for the weekend. I'm pretty sure anyone starting with a 79 in this golf tournament doesn't think about winning at this point. But, you know, I think I can go out there, shoot something in the mid-60s, be around for the weekend, and then try to, you know, play good from there.
Touch of gallows humour there from McIlroy after that 79. He'll need a round in the mid-60s by the looks of it to make the cut, depending on the weather. It's a tall order. He tees off at 10 past 3 when the heavy rain is forecast. The other Irish are out in the middle of the day. James Sugrue and Darren Clarke in level par. Graham McDolan 2 over and Patrick Harrington in 4 over.
All right, we'll learn a lot as the day goes on. Thanks, Greg. Great result for Shamrock Rovers last night. They've advanced the next round of the Europa League qualifiers. They came from a goal down at Tallaght to beat SK Brann of Norway 2-1 on the night, 4-3 in aggregate. Gary O'Neill got the winner after a brilliant equaliser from Jack Byrne. Elsewhere, Cork City's hopes of meeting Glasgow Rangers in the next qualifying round are over. City were beaten 3-2 in aggregate by Progress Niederkorn in Luxembourg. Cork City won on the night 2-1 with goals from Gary Buckley and Conor McCarthy, but the first leg defeat did too much damage. St Patrick's Athletic are out. They lost 2-1 against IFK in Sweden, 4-1 on aggregate. In Gaelic games, Cork are the Munster under 20 football champions. They had a very impressive 3-16-12 point win over Kerry in the final in Páirc Uaireann. Mind you, some of the Kerry under 20 players are with the senior squad. In tonight's Leinster under 20 final, it's Dublin against Laois in Tullamore. Well, now let's look ahead to the weekend Super 8 games with Tomás O'Shea, and as Kerry prepare for Donegal in the big game on Sunday, Tomás O'Shea is actually in Donegal. Guess where he's sitting right now?
Right now, Des, I am sitting on the pier in Dunfanaghy, and it's absolutely amazing. To be fair, there's green and gold flags everywhere. The scenery is brilliant. You could be mistaken for being in Kerry. All we're missing is a couple of flagpoles. It's God's country. It's gorgeous.
Well, do you give them any chances of football, more importantly?
I do. I'd give them I think it's the match of the weekend. Des, I think Kerry's display last weekend versus Mayo has made people take notice again, including yours truly. Of course, the cynic me is saying it, you know, I dare you do it again. You know, is it too much to ask that Kerry show up again with a kick-out press the way they did? Will they trouble Patton? There's so many aspects of this. Shane Ryan, I don't think he was tested. Donegal will try to test his pulse a lot more. He was under pressure last week. Another thing, I don't think the Kerry defence were rightly tested. You know, I don't think they were rightly applauded, yes, last week, But Mayo were shocking, you know, that they kicked ball away so many times and they weren't pressurised when the game was in the melting pot. And Donegal with Brennan and McBrearty and Murphy and Gallen and Thompson, I think they will test it along with Ryan McHugh. Now, it has to be said, what a loss Owen Bourne is. There's gutted for him. A broken ankle mid-season like this is hard to take. And likewise, Donegal people will see their own defence as being a weak link. Clifford is key for Kerry, there's no doubt about that. Well, will they deal with Stephen O'Brien, Shawnee Shea, Tom Sullivan, Gavin White? Paul Ganey is hitting a bit of form. You know, it's trouble for Donegal if those guys click. And finally, I think midfield, I've waxed lyrical about Hugh McFadden and Jason McGee all summer, but they will have a battle this Sunday. The winning of the game, I think, is here. David Moran was huge against Mayo, ably assisted by Spillane. McFadden drops a protected defence, but he will need a huge display to knock Moran off his perch. It should be an open game, Des, and if Kerry can replicate the homework, the kind of tactical awareness, and above all, the work rate, I think Kerry are in with a shout. I think Kerry to win.
Okay, and then we have Mayo against Meath.
Yeah, Meath surprised me last week against Donegal. They struggled on patterns, kick out. Colgan himself in goal was also a squeeze in kick outs, and despite this, they still clung on to Donegal's coattails with some great scores. You know, I thought Killian O'Sullivan, Brian McMahon especially, Conlon, they were excellent. Keoghan was very good again. You know, he's having some season, but I felt it was in defence where ultimately they struggled to maintain a kind of a consistent platform. Mayo seemed to be involved in a slugfest week in, week out, and I think that's what came against them last week. Was Keegan and was O'Shea okay last week? You know, McLaughlin and Doherty were put in the in. They were really marked out of it. I think Durkin was a huge loss. And then James Carr and Darren Cohn and Killian O'Connor, they were deprived of any consistent ball. Now, if they can all get into the game this week, and I think they will, I think James Horan does react. When they lose, they does react. I think they'll improve in this as well. I think it'll be a tough ask for Meath, but not without their grasp. I think this game is up for grabs. I think it all depends where Mayo are at psychologically, but I'd give them the benefit of the doubt, and I think Mayo will win.
On Saturday, we have Cork against Tyrone.
Huge match, obviously, for both teams, as it's a knockout match for Cork. They know that. Tyrone do not want to need a win in their last round match against Dublin, so it's a knockout for them as well. They need to win this. Cork surprised a lot of people last week with their style of play. You know, they manned up man a man. They went at Dublin. They were direct. They were aggressive. And they pushed Dublin's buttons as well for a long while. The end score did not reflect Cork performances in any way. Cork will need to go for the juggler and put Tyrone on the back foot in relation to the scoreboard. I think that's key. That means winning midfield and also limiting their turnovers. But that's what Tyrone thrive on. They thrive on possession. Cassidy, McKernan, Burns, Sludden, Donnelly, Hart, they all thrive on carrying ball. Des. How Cork deal with that especially will determine the outcome, I think. 13 in defence for Tyrone. Cork's ability to hit huge scores. I think it's a good match in the making, a huge match in the making, but I worry for Cork that Tyrone will blockade that kind of scoreboard for them, and I have a feeling that Tyrone will sneak it.
And then Dublin versus Roscommon.
A scary one for Roscommon, Des. They were deprived of space and time on the ball against Tyrone. They managed 13 points, but no goals. But here it is with Dublin, Des. They're brilliant one-on-one. You know, look at even, for example, John Small, what he did to Rory Dean last week, Cork's best player. They have the ability to snuff him out. And also the ability on the other side to raise it and tag on scores. So I would question the Roscommon defence, even though I know Roscommon will load up a defence. Having said that, I think Keane O'Sullivan and Philly McMahon, they don't inspire confidence in me in terms of man-on-man marking, Des. But I do think the Dubs are only cranking it up at this stage, and they'll have plenty here for Roscommon.
All right, thanks for that, Tomás. We'll have full coverage of the games on Saturday Sport tomorrow and Sunday Sport, and of course on the Sunday game live as well. Now in cycling, Simon Yates won stage 12 of the Tour de France. Dan Martin is 9th on GC. Nicholas Roach, after a good day, is up to 27th. And with two race meetings this evening, Killarney Festival continues at 1:55. Kilbeggan gets underway at 5:35.